Hi, nice to see you again. This isn't going to be CV40 part 3. I'm going to do that one in a little while. I'm actually learning a few things that I'm trying to wrap my head around before I deliver it to the audience. But I would like to mention before I do it that, the no virus thing. A lot of people think I'm betraying the faith by talking in these terms, but I'm just following any possibilities at this particular time. They lead all over the place, and genetics is just one of many. But rest assured, there is no doubt in my mind that COVID-19 does not exist, and that viruses can't be isolated. And the stuff that that Cowan and Kaufman and Lanka and the Baileys, that's fine. I'm good with all that stuff. I'm not betraying anybody's trust, though, talking about other possibilities, because I've talked about the spike protein even after I was part of the Church of No Virus, because nobody knows 100% for sure, and 98% isn't going to get it done when men, women, and children are being injected again with this stuff, with the new improved version of the genocide sauce. So I follow all the leads everywhere I can, and I know that these people picked a variety of different mechanisms of injury. Most of what's gone on so far can be covered off by the chemical aspects. So the graphene oxide, the petroleum byproducts that combine for these white clots, that are some combination of polyethylene glycol and other ingredients, some disclosed, some not. And, the toxic metals that are supposedly adjuvants and all of the other things, right? I've talked about all of those. So covering the genetic aspect, that's something I haven't done. I think that the turbo cancers and the endothelial issues, which are the cells that primarily make up the problems with the myocardium, the myocardial lesions and the heart attacks that the athletes are experiencing, that can certainly be a function of normal, heart disease within the body. If the body's not responding properly, its response can be messed up with the various different kinds of chemicals that are in these shots. But there is also the signaling, which can also be messed with by the chemicals. But the signaling within the body that creates these solutions, whether they're proteins or enzymes or whatever, if there's a possibility that they can be messed with, of course I'm going to cover it as much as is available to me. And the reason I focused on the SV40 is the lack of there being any substantial medical literature on it over the decade leading up to the pandemic seemed suspicious to me. And maybe I'm off on the wrong path, but there seems to be a lot of people out there that share information, kind, decent people that share information in the comment section with us, that leads me to believe that there could be something to it. And I don't want to leave anything out for the sake of all the people that are, putting themselves in harm's way through ignorance, or, because they're just too busy to lift their heads up from the paradigm long enough to smell a rat. And that's all I'm doing. So I think that deep down the globalists know that the only real danger that they have to their continued reign, rule, and attempt at worldwide tyranny while they, change out the money god systems, the only real threat to them is from outside of this mind-bending, mind-controlled paradigm that they have this control grid in, where they've managed to seduce everybody for so long with their propaganda and all of the little things within the political systems, all of the systems that they use to keep everybody pointed in the right direction for them, which is, you can look left, you can look right, you can look down, but you can't look up, And I'm not talking in religious terms and ethereal terms there. I'm just saying, they just don't want you to see what's hanging over your head. And people that step outside of the control grid and outside of the paradigm that are using their natural intelligence can see that, They can see it. And the solution is to bring everybody out of the paradigm. That's really what it is, because the solutions that exist within this paradigm, they can surveil, they can use force, they can use threats, coercion, manipulation, violence. They're good at that, right? they can know what everybody's thinking based on the things that they're saying when they're online. You know, they've been doing that forever and a day. But anything that's outside of the paradigm that allows people to, wise folks up to how ridiculous it is to try and, start a revolution when the globalists themselves are the revolutionaries, and, make it clear that although there is a destination for globalism, that it is on an itinerary, and if they fail to get there by the appointed time, or there's a roadblock that they can't go around through or over, that that they'll fail. And we're not constrained. You know, time is our friend. As long as we exist, we're good. That doesn't mean we can wait forever. Of course we can't. But thinking that there's a hero or a white hat or somebody that's to this point has thrived inside of this paradigm is not going to be the solution to get everybody out of it, because it's the paradigm that has to go. We don't have to go anywhere. You know, the world around us doesn't have to go anywhere. Most of the systems don't have to go anywhere. But without the money god, they would have no control over anybody or anything. And that's really the thing they fear the most, is people recognizing and realizing that and moving toward it en masse, which is what I'm trying to do. But again, the manifestations of these shots, all the problems they were caused, were just done the way they were done so that nobody could connect a single smoking gun to the crime and put these people all the way into their graves, because that's the only answer, and they know it. So they just didn't want, you know, one person to say, or set of people to say Eureka, and have everybody, you know, crowd over there and start chipping, right? There's going to be a dozen different Eurekas, and maybe one of them's going to be genetics and spike protein. Maybe they're not going to be included. Who knows? Who knows? But calling me dumb and giving me a bunch of links, I mean, that's not gonna help the situation very much. I don't need any outside evidence to prove how dumb I am. I'm quite aware of it. I can give you more examples than you have time to hear. But that's what it's all about. And I said a few things, I think it was two videos ago, the one where I took my glasses off but I didn't read anything, and people probably thought that was a little bit weird, but I'm talking to two audiences when I do that. I'm talking to the globalists as well, and I know that people couldn't get that because I haven't said it before, but that's what I'm doing, you know? My cadence changes a little bit, and yeah, I probably become more aggressive and abrasive. That's because of who I'm talking to, not... You know, it's not something that I'm trying to get across to the audience, and I appreciate the person that pointed it out. I've lived long enough to know that if one person out of 3,000 says something, that there's probably 100 others or more that felt the same way, and, you know, losing my reverence for the audience isn't something that's ever going to be happening, as long as I'm still in my right mind, as imperfect and occasionally flawed as it happens to be. But from what I understand, that makes me pretty much perfectly human. So that's what all I got. It's very nice to see you again. Please have a nice day.